Okay, we're back on the record. Let me explain to you why we're here today. My purpose is, and first of all, let me apologize to the volunteer fire departments. I had promised you a long time ago that I would always include you in the budget hearing process, and here I went. I used my template from last year that did not include you and completely left you off. I apologize. It won't happen again. So we've got an opportunity here to hear from you guys, and I know that it's filtered throughout the different departments what we have proposed in this new upcoming budget. And just to reiterate what that is, the court, as it stands right now, has proposed a replacing the flat $600 plus per run fees, making it a two-part compensation process. We have proposed a flat $1,000 a month for each of the departments, so that there would no longer be any turning in of individual run records, but everybody would have the same amount. And
except TALCO.
That doesn't change. And it's my understanding that there are strong feelings that this would be unfair, whether it's a slash to your budget or whether it's undercompensating some departments and overcompensating some departments. We certainly need to consider your thoughts, and that's what I would like to do now. I'm sorry that Chief Clark's not able to be here. He's out battling fires, and that may be where some of the others are. But we're here right now to listen to you guys and you ladies. Who would like to start? Wesley, come right up.
Thank y'all, Commissioners, Judge. I'm the only one that's complaining, so because I am the only one that's getting the budget cut. As far as runs are concerned, though, we do the most runs.
That thing down, I think you're probably doing more harm than good now.
We make the most runs in the county via the interstate. Being the interstate, right along with, we have people who respond. We have a group there that's dedicated to Cookeville and to Titus County to make their initial attack. And we're on a fire yesterday evening, and we were there saving the fire from going into Morris County because we got there as quick as we did. But we make around 200 calls a year. I think this has got to be looked at by what volume of runs you're making. We're not self-dispatched. Everything that we have got accused this by a chief that we self-dispatch ourselves. We do not self-dispatch ourselves. Every time a call goes out, it's recorded here at FireCom. Every time couples called out to a call, go back and look at them. You can also take and pull up what we turn into the county commissioner is going to be about 25 to 30 short a year from what FireCom actually has on record, only because they're goofy calls. They're calls that myself and another person were responding to, and I didn't want to go down to the fire department write it out, to be honest with you, just being lazy. I needed to get back to work, didn't have time to mess with it. I know there's anywhere from 25 to 30 calls a year that y'all never see, y'all don't pay for. Right along with the other departments do the same thing. Sugar Hill's right behind us on calls. Their budget is pretty much gonna stay the same. They're not getting a raise. They're not getting a lower of what their income is. They're pretty much staying the same. Everybody else, the rest of the five departments, are getting raises to their departments because of the amount of calls that they run. And some of that's completely their call. I mean, we are volunteers. We don't have to make those calls. And some departments use that right. And there's some things that they're not qualified to go to be honest with you. They don't have the training to say a wreck. You can't get everybody to come to those there's things that we've been on that are terrible and they reflect in our minds. We don't want to go to another one, to be honest with you. I've got a group of couple that will not go to an automobile accident because of things that's happened in the past. We do the same training. You was talking about 16 hours. We do, and ours is not. Some of it's mandatory by the state. I say mandatory by the state. We're trying to be ahead of the curve, what they're going to mandate for the volunteer fire departments. So we've been pushing around 111 hours a year in training our time. It's not a paid time. It's our time. So I don't know the best. I know why y'all are doing this, and I understand that, and I respect that. Y'all need a set budget there. There's no doubt. But it really needs to be comprehensive. We have to look at each one of them, and we have to sit down at these budget meetings. If not, nobody's ever going to really know what's going on. And that's something I appreciate you. If y'all allow us to come to them, we really would like to be here, because I think we bring something that the communities need. Right now is not the time to run out of fuel going to a fire. It would be a shame, and that's what we're. If we don't count on our fundraisers to run fire department, we don't count on them, because they're not. They may not be there next year. We don't know how it's going to turn out. We may not have a $2,000 income to it. You never know how fundraisers go. Y'all are our backbone, because we know what that number's going to be, pretty much. Runs, we got a pretty good idea from 1 month to the next what the runs are going to be. I mean, from the prior years, we got a pretty good idea. We have expenses. We have two fire departments, a sub in Argo, and then Cook. We have two electric bills. Our fuel pretty much stays the same, because we have the same amount of equipment. There's more complex than what meets the eye, just like y'all's job here. There's a lot of things that was said here today. People just don't know the other side of it. And I understand that. I get it. But y'all have to know what our department and how they stand and how we're not very complex. But you need to know how we're set up, how we work, and what funds we have, period. No ifs, ands, buts, for your communities. Anyway.
Help me to understand this. As I'm looking at why I shouldn't allocate an equal amount to each department, explain to me why one deserves more than the other. For example, is it because you have more fires in your designated area, you have more accidents, you have more whatever, and therefore that would be a logical explanation. If the amount of activity within my domain is twice what his domain is, it doesn't make sense. Is that a reason, or is there another reason? And I've been provided some partial explanation, but I wanted to hear it from you.
Yes, sir. Part of it is that with Cookville, our runs are twice what Winfield's are. And just using Winfield as an example, along with Five Star and there's some others that doesn't have the activity that we have. Secondly, we run two tankers and three brush trucks. We try to hold back on tankers unless it's something, something pretty serious, house fires, that nature. Right now, we run a tanker on everything. You put four people in one of the tanker, two people in the other. But the fuel side of our bill is astronomical. I mean, we run from $600 to $800 a month in fuel. Y'all talking about $1,000 a month, barely going to catch our fuel bill, more or less our electric on two places.
But come back to my question.
Yes.
Is it because you have more demand within your domain?
Yes.
Or is it because, for whatever reason, you're going to help everybody else?
No, sir. It's in our domain. Yes, sir. And we're under a mutual aid agreement. Our mutual aid is set that if they call it all county, we go. We participate in that. Not everybody does, but we do. We sign the agreement. You may not have half of your volunteers participate in a mutual aid. It's if they're home or not. They're volunteers. We're always there. We got a good, solid group.
So it's an availability issue,
yes,
as much as it is an activity issue within your area.
Yes, sir. I allow myself and I've had employees, they're trail master, and they're still working on my dime to leave to make calls in Cookeville and countywide. Mainly because we have to have people there. Our communities are in trouble. Our houses are going to burn down if we don't send. If somebody doesn't go, Mount Pleasant can't handle this by themselves. Cannot, by any means. Without the volunteer fire department, Mount Pleasant's going to have, they're going to be calling in mutual aid from other counties.
Will there not be the effect of forcing, I'll use Winfield just as an example because you've explained the disparity between the demands on your departments. If we allocate a flat amount to each department, will that not have the impact of causing you to be more prudent in how often you send out people to run and say, okay, Winfield, it's time for you to pick up the pace? Am I oversimplifying?
We'll be much more prudent on anything running out. Yes, sir. We'll watch what we do. We won't send a group of trucks. I'll probably drive my personal truck out there to make sure it is the fire that we think it is before we send somebody. I'm telling you, what we're really looking at more than anything is putting ourselves in a position of gross negligence on all of us. We're going to get in trouble here because I'm going to hold back people and tell them, no, y'all don't respond. Stay there. We can't afford the fuel to get out there. I'll be back. I'll yell it on the phone. We're allocating money, and the way we work in Cookeville, our group is they're big responders. If y'all look at our calls, how many on average do we usually have? 8, maybe even 15 on a Saturday. On a per day, you're gonna have 5. Probably 6. That's when county called me before I came up here, asked me how many people we had available. Because they need to know if there's a fire here or in Five Star or Sugar Hill or Nortex, how many is in Cookeville that we can send. Because there may not be any in Nortex. They may be all at work. You know, I don't think that's self dispatch, and I believe that's just that we have a good knit group of people, and part of them are retired. I mean, we're using every aspect of management and business that we possibly can in the fire department to make sure our community is safe. We have responses.
And a lot of your responses are beyond your area.
No, the majority of ours are inside, isn't it? I thought ours was all pretty much inside our
half and
half. It's going to be 50-50. Yeah.
But again, you have a contract.
Right. I don't ever think of the only time I think outside our district is leaving Titus County. I mean, because this is mutual aid, I don't ever think of.
But because of your availability of your department and the people that are in your department, you may make
Yes, and it's a lot of it's a management issue. You know, the reason why some departments don't work as good as others, and some of it is Jerry pointed out. He said, "Well, you're a new kid on the block. Everybody, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those deals. You're gonna have a lot of people. We done the same thing whenever we came in. Well, maybe so. I don't know. And you know, that may be something to take into." Concept also, it may not be that good for everyone. brought that up, Mr. Mike. You know, setting up a tiered system, which I think we kind of discussed, was doing tiers on it. It's going to have to be looked at every year. Winfield may be the one who has the most runs next year. I mean, you never know. I know the last couple of years we have, but before that, we was down at the bottom of the barrel. We weren't making hardly any runs. So, I mean, it really is going to have to come back and be looked at from one year to the next. A lot of commissioners would go, okay, well, we need to tier this out this way. This guy here was like 200 or 300 runs. I was going to throw a department under the bus, but I'm not going to do it today. I was very upset about this whenever this first come out because the vote was against me. I had six that was going, hey, we're getting an increase. No, sir, we're good with it. I was very upset with the fire departments. I was ready to turn in my retirement and say, here you go, best of luck to you. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, that's a bad call, bad situation. It's no good for our communities. I believe that y'all make the right decisions. I think looking at this is a business, and it needs to be looked at from one end to the other. You have to look at who's moving forward. I know y'all have budget cuts, and you really have to look at who's moving forward with their fire departments and who's not. Not to say those fire departments aren't going to turn around and start doing something next year. If they don't have the funding, they're not going to be able to do here. So we can put fire departments in a real slow mover from here forward. Without budgets. On calls, I've been accused of writing people in. This was said it came from the commissioner's court, but I think it was just another fire department hand that was mad trying to start troubles. And I was told that we wrote in people, and I tell you right now, take and pull every one of them, pull all our people in here, and go one by one. We did have a group at one time that we'd write people in. They were there on scene. Whenever the lady was filling everything out, she would just write their names in. I turned around and took those back through our meetings and had everybody initial beside their name so that they did say that they were there instead of, because I heard that was bad, that was wrong. And I can see where it could be a problem. And I can see where, if you wanted to, you could really run the tables on $12 a person, if you wanted to. We don't run it that way, but it needs to be, that does need to be closed in on. It can be. You have 60 people on the road, you can run 60 of them, say that they were there. $12 a person, added up. So I would look at it pretty hard. And if there ever is a question with Cook on how we're doing things, don't hesitate. I don't mind bringing everybody up here and going through it person by person. If they were there, if they weren't.
Good morning, my name is Michelle Clark. I'm with the Sugar Hill Volunteer Fire Department. I've been asked to speak this morning on behalf of the volunteer fire chiefs. It is our understanding that the commissioners have made a decision to pay a flat rate each month versus the current flat rate plus $12 per person per run. We understand you have a need to have a set amount each month for budgeting reasons. Chiefs from Nortex, Winfield, Five Star, Sugar Hill, Cookeville, and Tri-Lakes had a meeting to discuss how this money should be paid, and they've all agreed on a tiered plan. Today was the first official that we heard, so please note that the amount used in this tiered plan are based only on what we heard, what would be the total amount. We have received no formal notification via meeting or letter from the Titus County Commissioners to base this amount on. The Chiefs reviewed the number of calls each department was making and determined a fair breakdown would be Cookeville 1,200, Sugar Hill 1,200, Nortex 1,000. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll give this to you. I talk really fast. Nortex 1,000, Five Star 1,000, Tri-Lakes 800, Winfield 800. The call numbers would be reviewed each year to determine if there was any changes in these payment plans. We'd also like you to know this is not a bad reflection on the departments in the middle or lower tiers, nor is it some kind of bragging rights for the two on the top tiers. The number of calls made by these volunteer fire departments is different because of availability of personnel, location of their departments, the calls they receive, and the equipment they have to offer, and other reasons I'm sure I haven't listed here. Some examples of the availability we're talking about is most of these volunteers work during the day or night, so they're not there. Cookeville is very lucky that Trailmaster allows their employees to leave work if they're needed on these calls. In the equipment department, Sugar Hill has a trailer that's equipped to do mobile air supply, rehab for firefighters, and can be used as a mobile command center. Sugar Hill does not have a tanker, so we rely on Mount Pleasant, Talco, or Cookeville, where that mutual aid comes in, if we have a fire, and this is on any fire. We have a small grass fire. Right now, we've got one truck in our district, so we have to wait for some other department to bring us water at this time. Our tanker sitting outside broke down. And I have the tiered amount here. And I'd like the opportunity to address you on a personal level. This didn't come from the fire chiefs. And the following comments are not from the fire chiefs, nor am I speaking on behalf of other volunteers in this county. I understand the need to set an amount paid out each month for budgeting reasons. We're all having to budget more closely these days, and in fact, as the person that pays the bills for Sugar Hill, I like the idea of knowing exactly what I'm going to have coming in every month. I'm personally very disappointed in how the situation has been handled. I think a lot of the confusion, rumors, and hard feelings could have been avoided. I'm asking you, the commissioners, Titus County, to do a better job in the future on communications with our volunteer fire departments. Another note, I'd like to address some of the rumors that I've heard. And again, these are rumors, so I can't say for sure that it was ever said or who said it. The rumors I heard is that commissioners are saying VFDs are a bunch of adrenaline junkies are in this for the money. I personally have been doing this for several years and I've not received a dime. And I can also tell you I've been laid off for the last year, so yeah, I could have used that dime. I am an adrenaline junkie. Some say, and I say it's because I just really like fast cars. And I say, you should hope my adrenaline gets up. That adrenaline is what keeps me going when that pager goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning and we've got a structure fire or we've got a house fire or a grass fire. It's what keeps. We spent six and a half hours on the feed mill fire. Got there at 5 o'clock in the morning. That adrenaline wore out when I went home, and I slept the rest of the day. That is what kept me going. I don't do this because I'm an adrenaline junkie. It does keep me going. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Looking at this three-tiered approach, we're still back to the flat $1,000. I appreciate your willingness to work within that $6,000 a month parameter, and this is certainly a suggestion that we can look at. And I appreciate the fact that you've helped me better understand why there's a need for that multi-tiered approach. Any
fire stuff in Saturday, and got over there and looked up there, and this guy started talking to him, and I looked at him, he's from Minnesota, so they have an engine there from Minnesota.